Lord God, we do thank you that you love the little children. We thank you that you love those of us who are a bit older too. We thank you that you love us and that you invite us to not just believe and continue on our merry and self-destructive ways, but to believe and to live, to forgive and live, to step forward on the path of obedience, the path of faithfulness, and live. And so today, Lord, as we finish out this series on forgiveness, open up our hearts, our minds, our lives to the life you're calling us to live, and not just think about, but to live. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. So we've been talking about, what was it? Anybody remember? Forgiveness over the past 3 weeks. It's the fourth one. And reality is that there's a lot of talk about forgiveness in our society right now, which is a good thing. There are books being written, and I know in psychology it's becoming understood that forgiveness is a really important thing for people to be working to and offering to one another, that it's this necessary ingredient of human relationships without which we just continue to break up and divide and turn upon each other with vengeance and bitterness and violence. And so we're finding that science itself is doing studies and finding out how important forgiveness is. And I think that's all great and good. I want to encourage that for society as a whole. But I also want to make a distinction that when we're talking about forgiveness here in the church, when we're talking about the forgiveness that God is calling us to, we are not just talking about trying harder and doing what we should do. We're talking about actually becoming a part of, as we said last week, the flow of God's grace, what God is doing in the world. That, in fact, the forgiveness and the life that God is calling us to do is not something we can do on our own. We actually need help here. We need, first of all, to look to Jesus and understand that we love because we have first been loved. We don't just forgive because it's good for us. We don't love just because it's good for us. It is. But we love because we've been first loved. We forgive because God's offered forgiveness to us. Secondly, that as we were just singing a moment ago, we don't just do it as individuals trying to forgive those people who hurt us. We do this as a community. This is who we are together, so we actually help each other. You're not just on your own trying to be this great person who forgives. We actually help each other. Well, we're supposed to help each other learn how to forgive and practice forgiving. We do this together, which is really important. Third thing, that when we want to forgive, when we want to live this abundant life that God's calling us to do, we don't just do it in our own strength, just because we read that book and it says you should really do this and it'd be good for you. We do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to invite you, as we're talking about living life, the Christian life, the following Jesus life, as we talk about forgiving in every aspect of the Christian life, I want you to pray for the Holy Spirit to empower you, to enable you to do what you can't actually do on your own, in your own power. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we believe that the Holy Spirit can enable you to do what you can't do on your own. So when we talk about forgiveness, we're not just talking about going forward to do the right thing. We're asking for God to help us. And then finally, what I want to, and this is what I'm going to focus on today, that we enter into forgiveness, offer forgiveness to others because we have a different perspective on what's happening in our world. If it's just about me and the people around me, then every time somebody hurts me, I should probably act out in vengeance. I should probably get retribution. Why would I forgive them? Because I'm the center of the universe. guess what? I'm not the center of the universe. And neither, by the way, are you. We believe in a bigger picture than that. We believe that actually this universe was created by somebody bigger than us, and that everything that happens here has to do with that bigger picture. In today's passage from Acts chapter 7, it's the story of a man named Stephen. He's the first Christian martyr. And in this story, you'll see him offer forgiveness, mercy, to the people who are killing him. And he does it by the power of the Holy Spirit. He does it because he's following what he saw Jesus do on the cross when he died. He does it because he's got a sense, and we know this from the scriptures, he's got a bigger perspective. He's got a sense that what's happening here in this little interaction, not so little for him, it's killing him, but what's happening here is only one small piece of a much bigger picture of what God is doing. So I want to take some time today to look at that story of Stephen and this bigger picture, and I just want to warn you up front that unlike, you know, some sermons where you got 3 points or, you know, 1 point, I've got about 7 of them. But they go quick. Stephen, he's been the disciples, the apostles. You might know from the book of Acts, things really take off. People are coming to faith. The church is growing like crazy. And the apostles are trying to do it all. And they begin to realize they can't do it all. And so they look for others. They pray for others to assist them, to help them. And 7 men are selected to help them to be deacons and serving the larger church. And one of them is Stephen, and he's exceptional. They, in chapter 6 of the book of Acts, the apostles lay their hands on these men. They bless them. They anoint them. They ordain them to this ministry. And I can just glimpse a little bit of how exciting that must have been for Stephen. You know, I've been ordained as a pastor, and it's really exciting, and I look back to that, and it gives me confidence and strength knowing the church has ordained me for this ministry. And I can just imagine Stephen, the apostles, Peter, and the others laying their hands on them, praying for them, and saying, okay, go forward. And Stephen starts to go forward, and we read here, they had these men stand before the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God continued to spread. The number of the disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Stephen, full of grace and power. I mean, just imagine, he's just stepping into this ministry full of grace and power. He did great wonders and signs among the people. So his ministry is moving forward, and well, we've talked about this before. What happens, what can you expect to have happen anytime you start moving forward with courage and conviction in your life? You're like, okay, God wants me to move in this direction. I'm going to, what anybody remember what we can